In the 5th century BC, the Greek tragic playwright Sophocles wrote many good plays. Of his 7 existing plays, Oedipus Rex is the best known, winning him the Dionysia competition. Sophocles tells us a lot about knowledge through his work. What is knowledge? How powerful is it?
Before the story begins, Cadmus, king of Thebes, killed Apollo's favorite snake, bringing a curse upon the city. King and Queen Lais and Jocasta received the curse that their firstborn son would kill his father and marry his mother. They ordered a servant to go far away into the mountains to kill their son, but the servant took the son to a shepherd instead. The son, Oedipus, was raised by the king and queen of Corinth. Upon hearing about the curse, he runs away from Corinth to Thebes at a crossroad. At a crossroad, he gets into an argument with a drunkard and kills him. When he gets to Thebes, he solves the riddle of Sphinx and gets to marry the queen there as an reward.
When Apollo hears of King Lais' death, he brings a terrible plague onto the city-state of Thebes. Oedipus sends his brother-in-law Creon to the Pythian temple in Delphi to ask for the cause and how to stop the plague. He finds out that the killer must be banished from Thebes or killed.
Here, Oedipus is looking weak and desperate, in my opinion, because he is trying to find who the killer is. He says, "For good God's sake, if you know anything, do not turn from us. All of us kneel to you. All of us hear your supplements to the blind prophet Tiresias. You know something, but refuse to speak. Would you betray us and destroy the city?"
I think that Sophocles is clearly saying that knowledge is power. The gods are omniscient and omnipotent. They are power. They can do anything. Oedipus is saying to Tiresias, "All of us kneel to you," implying that the one who knows is superior to the one who doesn't, even if it may be the king.
Oedipus, not knowing who the killer is, lacking knowledge, is depicted as weak and desperate, a beggar, deprived of all power like a little child.
Later on in the story, Jocasta and Oedipus are talking about who the killer might be. Jocasta says that Lais was traveling with a group and was killed by highway robbers at a place where three roads met.
Oedipus is very frustrated, uncomfortable, maybe even a bit angry. He sees parallels in the way he killed the man of the crossroads on the way to Thebes before the story started. He asks questions like, "How long ago is this? How did he look? And how old or young was he?" Jocasta is worried, saying, "I am terrified when I look at you." And even he was a tall man and his hair was grizzled, already nearly white, and in his form, not unlike you. I think that it is funny that Jocasta and Oedipus still don't know the truth.
Even earlier in the play, the want of Oedipus to know who the killer is from Tiresias, Oedipus is uncomfortable, angry, not only that, he's furious, saying, "Indeed, I am so angry, I shall not aback a jot of what I think." He really wants to know who the killer is. This is not the only work of literature in which lack of knowledge causes the anger to come out of people.
As if Oedipus is not angry enough already, he gets more enraged when he finds out the truth from a messenger. He goes full on range monster. He tore the brookies, the gold chain, chased brookies, fastening her rope away from her and lifting them high, dashed them on his own eyeballs. He is angry at the messenger, but even more with himself. All of this anger comes from one main reason: lack of knowledge.
A chorus in ancient Greek theater wasn't what we now think of a chorus. It was a sort of character, but a very important component, like a stick in the popsicle. It is a group of actors that is happening in the play at the moment in two groups, the strophe and the antistrophe. In Oedipus Rex, there are a few strophe antistrophe appearances. Within these, the chorus goes from supporting Oedipus, not to being Jocasta's son. Then they go to not knowing whether the rumors going around are true, and then go to saying that Oedipus is the curse brought onto Thebes.
Here are some of the quotes that strophe and a strophe chorus says through the play, as native to him and mother and nurse at once, and that you are honored and dancing by us as finding favor in sight of our king. Lakin, king, I beg to be at our side for help. Who is the man proclaimed by Delphi, prophetic rock, as this bloody-handed murderer? The augur, his spread confusion, terrible confusion. I do not approve what was said, nor can I deny it. But I would never agree with those that find fault with the king till I shall see the word. And Oedipus, you and your fate. Luckily, it's Oedipus whom all men I envy not at all.
That's a handful of quotes there. Pacorus also comes from a lack of knowledge to gaining knowledge throughout the story. It may not be as aggravated as Oedipus, but it surely makes it dramatic, as shown in the aforementioned quotes.
In this podcast, we explored a theme that recurs in works of literature throughout all periods of time. The questions we asked at the beginning was, what is knowledge? How powerful is it? Are nearly impossible to completely answer. Through carefully reading Oedipus Rex, where he found out that knowledge is simply power. Without knowledge, Oedipus is weak and desperate. The power of knowledge is also demonstrated. Oedipus is very frustrated when he lacks knowledge. Sophocles did a very good job teaching us about knowledge in his timeless masterpiece.